right there.
Yeah.
But once again, that's Branson Cove, and I hate to keep saying that, but I do want to keep it separate because this is for these residents that are applying.
The developers, if they develop over there, they put the reservoir at the bottom instead of the top of the
hill. Yes, sir.
The other thing is, I've kind of got burnt out, and I'm ready to leave. And my property ain't near what it was before they built that. I had trees all the way up to 165. We used to have deer come down through our yard. The quality of life just is not the same, and the value of my property is not the same. And I guess the only thing about adding more to it, I guess, would just make my property worth less. So if you put yourself in my shoes, you want your property value to go up or you want your property value to go down? And that's what I'm concerned about. Okay. So, I mean, it's like I said, we live over there. They're wanting to build up there, but it's not going to help any of us. They can't rent those, so why do they want to build more?
Well, I don't know that there's any talk of building. It is simply the residents that have applied for this with their current structures.
Well, they're going to try to continue that, what that looks like right there, which is this concrete, where it used to be wooded area, nice wooded area, something you'd like to drive through to get down to the lake. And the population, the traffic, you know, the whole enchilada, it's just not good for the area. So that's all I got to say about it.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else would like to speak at this time?
Brad Allen, 119 West Pacific, Branson, Missouri. I'm with Ingram Law Firm. We represent at minimum 75% of the residents of Poverty Point and Siesta Cove, which are the closest two residential neighborhoods to this development, Siesta Cove being directly south of Branson Cove, and Poverty Point being everything west of that. The group, while not a formal group, as individuals donate money in order to combat projects just like this, because from the original Branson Cove development until now, which has included a few different applications along the way, Mr. Redford applied to have a 3-acre parcel zoned nightly rental right at the beginning of Dale Avenue, planning and zoning, and I believe the Board of Adjustment denied that as well. But basically, and I understand your point, that this is not being, these applications are not being made by Branson Cove.
Correct.
They're made by these folks. But let's get real. The deal was already in place, which is why the application was done not once, but twice before, and denied both times by planning and zoning. The deal's already in place for Branson Cove to buy these three lots. Branson Cove also owns the southern two lots on this. Now, I understand that those two lots are not up for discussion today, but I think we can all look at this and tell what's getting ready to happen here. The reality of it is it doesn't really matter, because even if the owners of these three lots don't sell to Branson Cove and they get nightly rental, what do you think they're going to do with it? They're going to create the same sort of setup as what Branson Cove has already got. Otherwise, how are they going to rent? How are they going to compete with what's right next door? So they're going to be doing the same thing. They're going to be tearing down all of these trees, blacktopping Ingalls Lane. And if you look, if you zoom out on the Branson Cove property, and again, I know we're not talking about Branson Cove, but as an instructive view of what's getting ready to happen with these, whether it's from these owners or from Branson Cove, if they end up purchasing this, I'd like you to count the number of trees you see through there. How about the amount of grass? Whenever Ms. Carlin talks about her property being flooded, and specifically from that reservoir last summer as it overflowed and just flooded all of those properties down there, they took everything out that would stop any sort of runoff. Why? Because they wanted to build more buildings and make more money. I'm not sure why, even though this is from a different applicant, why are we viewing this? We think these people are going to do something different? Well, if they're financially smart, they're not. Because that's why these people did it, from a financial perspective. As far as to the other things, and I know Ms. Carlin spoke about them, again, right now with the existing Branson Cove, whether they're coming through this way or they're coming through this way, they're still using her property to access either the lakefront right there at the flat part or to continue going all the way through Siesta Cove so that they can reach the public boat launch down at the end of Gale Avenue, or right there on the corner of Gale Avenue.
Is that not a public boat launch?
It is a public boat
launch. Okay.
But they're traipsing through all of these people's private property in order to access it. They're not taking their car and driving around and going to it. They're just walking across. I would like to ask you, if that was happening at your house, would you be happy with it? I'm guessing not.
I have a property that is very similar that people process.
I'm guessing you're not thrilled about it. And if one of those people that's
can't stop
talked
it.
About, they come out, they've had a few drinks, they're walking across there, they're climbing up on her deck. What happens if one of them gets hurt? Guess who's getting sued? Miss Carla. Because it's her property. So the only option that she's got is to fence her property to make sure that nobody comes through there. Is that going to fix the problem? Not entirely, because she can't build a concrete wall that completely surrounds her property so nobody can ever get into it. So all they're going to do is come around the little fence and keep doing what they're doing. So in that respect, every single house down there would have to build a fence like that to keep these people out. Again, and I know that I'm talking specifically about Branson Cove because that's what we have to base this decision off of. What the result of Branson Cove has created for all of the residents down there. The idea that this sort of a development would not create an expansion of the problems that are already existing is just illogical. By adding more nightly rentals to this situation, you're not going to reduce the amount of problems that you're creating for these people. You're increasing it because you're going to add more and more people, more and more traffic, and they're all going to be fighting to get to that lakefront because that's why they're there. The last part of this, and I know that there aren't applications currently for these last two lots that are, again, currently owned by Branson Cove. Again, what do you think the plan is there? I know they haven't applied, but I think we can all look a little bit ahead to the future and see what's getting ready to happen. One of the consistent arguments that this group, as well as many others, have always made is that this is consistent with the environment, and I know, Scott, you spoke, and I don't know if you were speaking on behalf of the Planning and Zoning Commission or just for yourself. I'm a little bit confused because Planning and Zoning denied this request twice, and then you talked about this being a non-conforming use. I'm not so sure. The reason it's a non-conforming use is because of the permit that was given on the Branson Cove piece of property. Well, on some level, isn't that a self-fulfilling prophecy? If you grant one permit, then the next property will. Now it's conforming. So now if we give these a permit, isn't the next property now non-conforming, and the next, and the next, and the next? Where does it stop? Doesn't make any sense. I understand that this one's already done, and we can't go back and rewrite history. It is what it is. But again, to expand this property to allow more of what's already happening and creating the problems that all of these residents are dealing with, how is that fair to these residents who have been there for years and years and years, and they didn't ask to live next to a resort? They didn't ask to have people walking through their yard. They didn't ask to have their properties flooded. They didn't ask for all the extra noise. They didn't ask for any of this. The last thing I'll bring up in conclusion, I'll go back to something I mentioned to you before, and you said you had a similar situation. If you're living in Miss Carlin's house right here, Mr. McCullough's house right here. Or how about one of these properties? Any of these properties down through there? Are you really wanting to see an expansion of what has already taken place?
Well, I won't give my opinion on
I
what.
I think we all know the answer.
Well, you might, but you may not.
I mean, anyway, thank you for your time.
Yep, you're welcome.
If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
All right. I don't have any questions this time.
I do. I hear there's several hypotheticals in brought before us today that we can't really assume. I don't think that would be very wise to assume a lot of things without here. I hear a lot about trespassing and all this stuff. Are there any? I got a lot of the paperwork that was sent over to us. Is there any police reports or any documentation of all?
I think Ms. Carla may be able to speak to this more because her property, and I know that there is a lawsuit currently in place between her and Branson Cove. As far as directly, my firm has not been asked to deal with that on any level, so I wouldn't have any knowledge of that. If any complaints would have been filed by any of the individual residents, they would have just done that directly with the sheriff's office and not through my firm. So
and we don't have any record of that, if there's been any complaints filed.
I know that there have been complaints filed with Branson Cove, and as Ms. Carlin spoke about, and I don't believe it was from the commission, actually. I think it was from the Board of Adjustment or Planning and Zoning. Whenever we were previously here with Branson Cove, and they mentioned that they're going to fix all these problems, and nothing has been done. They're all problems.
I get the issues with Branson Cove. Yeah, I do. But, again, I mean, one of the major things that was listed today was trespassing and, you know, people in people's yards, but I don't, I mean...
Well, I mean, the reality of this is, again, whether these properties are purchased by Branson Cove and they expand what they're currently doing, or if they don't...
I get that, but the reality is also, if it's that, I would expect some sort of documentation that we could see citing the significant problem that was listed today of trespassing.
I think you could probably look at Ms. Harlan's lawsuit as well as the previous Planning and Zoning Commission meetings where this was all brought up.
Okay, so you don't have it.
Okay. Any other questions?
I don't have anything else. You got anything? Nope. Is there anyone else that would like to speak at this time? Please.
I am June Fiola, and I live at the end of Poverty Point. I'm not right behind that, but I can tell you every time I drive down the road, down Ho-Hum Road, I feel sorry for everybody that's backed up to that complex. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, if the neighborhood had known what was going in there, we would have all gotten together like we did on one. That one was coming in off of Dale. We had over 200 families sign that petition going against that one. And I'm going to tell you, if we had known, we would have all revolted against that. It affects all of us. Every one of us. I've lived there for 10 years. I moved my mother in across the street from me. She's 87, and she still drives. And she still drives down 65. And I know one day and she drives slow. So even us being able to drive better, turning into Dale is a nightmare because people are stopping all of a sudden to turn into Branson Cove, and there's that curb that you can't see around. Another thing that affects us is the groups of people that walk down the middle of the street looking at the neighborhood. Now, we have a great neighborhood. I want to preserve our integrity of our neighborhood. And you add more nightly rentals. You don't have a neighborhood. You have visitors. You know, you have most of the people that own these whatever you want to call them, union homes, they don't live in the neighborhood. They live out of state. I personally know someone's daughter from California that bought one. Now, who do you call when there's a problem with her house? What's she going to do? She's not going to do anything about it. So I hate seeing it. I don't want to be another chateau. That's awful. That is awful. I can't, you know, I just imagine those sliding down the hill one day because there's no trees, there's nothing but concrete, and they're built so high up. It's not a neighborhood. We have a neighborhood. And we have mostly elderly, retired people that live in that neighborhood. Everyone keeps their property up. Everyone's proud of their neighborhood. I don't want to see any more of that. It takes away from the neighborhood. So it not only affects the poor people that live behind there and have to deal with that, it affects, I'm at the very end of the point, and it affects us. And every one of my neighbors, if we had known about this meeting, we never know about any of these things because you only tell people within a certain footage, which it affects the entire neighborhood, the entire point. And there's not anyone that wants any more nightly rentals there. So I'm going to tell you, I probably speak for over 200 families because 200 families opposed the last one that came through. So if we all had a chance to tell you, I think you'd hear from more than that. Okay? So thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in attendance that would like to speak?
Did you want clarification on the trespassing?
If you would like to come forward and address the commission, yeah, that's fine.
If you notice on your videos and everything, there is no fencing. There is nothing that blocks Branson Cove development from our area. So the people, where they have put their path to go to the lake is –